20 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, 843, I just learned some extraordinary information about Mr. Didinger in his incredible Eagles encyclopedia, Al. At the current moment, at this moment in time,
yes,
it is the number two best-selling book in America. Sports.
Wow.
Sports.
Really?
In sports in America.
Oh, football.
On football.
On football.
Still amazing.
Jeez.
The only one beating it is the Belichick book by Ian O'Connor, which is a big, big bestseller. And he's going to Letterman and all that stuff. Ray's on a book tour himself. All right?
Oh, nice.
Tonight, Ray will be at the Barnes & Noble in North Wales at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, he'll be at Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown at 6:30 p.m. And on Saturday, he'll be at the Barnes & Nobles in Broomall at 3 p.m.
Cool.
A full-fledged book tour. And I'm guessing you're getting
tons. What a
tons.
Christmas gift, boy.
You're getting, it's the best Christmas gift. And you know what it is? Because it's got all of last year in it. It's got the covers, is the parade. It's brilliant.
And it
it's
looks
awesome.
Like a gift. It's big, right. So it's a great.
It's massive.
Wrap it up.
People all think they're getting an amazing prize.
They are.
And then they are.
Yes.
Thank you very much. But here's the thing, Ray. You're getting a lot of person-to-person feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Are people expressing frustration with this season? Are they still basking in the glow of last season? What are you getting from the fans?
Basking in the glow.
Yeah, they are.
A large. Nobody's turning on this team.
No.
I mean, I haven't had, and I've done a lot of book signings, and I've talked to an awful lot of people throughout this process, and they're disappointed about the way the season has, but nobody's turned on the team. And there isn't anybody that picks the book up and looks at that picture of the parade coming up Broad Street that doesn't get a smile on their face.
That's awesome. It's phenomenal.
And that was why yep. when we did the book, we yep. had a long discussion at the publishers about what to put on the cover.
Mm.
Because you could have put, Foles going in the end zone on Philly Special. You
yep.
could have put Ertz's touchdown. You could have put, Foles holding up the Lombardi Trophy. Any of that would have been perfectly fine. You could have yep. put Wentz on the cover for that matter. I argued for the parade shot because to me, when I think about the whole Super Bowl, it's about the team, it's about the players, it's about the coaches, but it's really about the city and
yep.
what this moment meant to the city. And I kind of thought the parade kind of pulled it all together, so that's why we put that on the cover.
Beautiful photography, too. Beautiful. You got to get it. Eagles Encyclopedia. Do it now or get out to one of these great book signings with Ray Didinger. All right, Ray, we talked about the Eagles offense against the Cowboys defense. The other side of the ball is intriguing to me in one way. The Eagles' defensive line is the strength of that unit, but it hasn't been that apparent this year. This is their biggest test. Isn't that the best shot the Eagles have at stopping the Cowboys? That line getting Dak Prescott on the run and shutting down Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, I agree. That's the blueprint.
Yeah.
Now the trouble is executing it.
All right.
That's going to be the problem. Because right now, the Cowboys they're coming together on offense. They're getting a little healthier on the line of scrimmage. And the addition of Amari Cooper, while a lot of people, including me, thought that Jerry was crazy to give up a first-round draft pick in midseason for Amari Cooper, he has made a big difference.
Yeah.
He's really made a big difference. If you're a defensive coordinator, and this is the dilemma that Jim Schwartz is dealing with right now, is okay, let's look at their offense really does – is it really begins with Zeke Elliott. It really does begin with Zeke Elliott. He's got more rushing attempts than any back in the league, and he's second in the league in overall yardage. So you got to start off by saying, okay, we're going to stop Zeke Elliott. So what are you going to do? You're going to bring the safety down in the box and play an eight-man front to try and take away the run. You could probably do that earlier in the year when they didn't have Amari Cooper because you could match up with one-on-one yep. with the receivers, and you were okay doing that. Now you really can't. If you play eight solid up front, and you're going to try and play one-on-one on the outside with a single high safety, and you got Amari Cooper down there, you're looking at a big play waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And it also opens up space for Beasley. And this kid Gallup, who's the rookie from Colorado State, is starting to come on. I mean, he's a legit deep vertical threat.
Right.
So, okay, we can't do that. We're going to have to protect. We're going to have to drop that safety back to take away the deep ball. Uh-oh. Now we're light in the box and are going to run Zeke Elliott on us.
Yeah.
So you're really caught between a rock and a hard place here as a defensive coordinator. What do you want to do? In the way I'm approaching it, the way I would approach it is I would say we got to deal with Elliott first.
Yes, you do.
We got to go up
I
to the
agree
box.
With
we
you.
Got to challenge him with line of scrimmage. We can't let Zeke Elliott run for 160 yards. We're just going to have to play up there, and then we're just going to take our chances on the back end, which is scary when you got so many young players in the secondary.
I'm hoping Maddox is back. Jones is back. I'm hoping these guys step up a little more, but I also need a lot more pressure.
Well, that
I got to get some pressure. Cox has got to dominate. I'm not asking to be Aaron Donald because there's only one Aaron Donald.
Yeah,
but true. Cox has got to be better than he's been. He hasn't been as dominant as he needs to be.
The biggest difference, you're right. Donald is the best player. Donald is probably the NFL's defensive player of the year, really.
Yes.
The biggest difference between Donald and Cox is that Donald gives it to you every week.
Yep.
Fletcher kind of on and off. But when Fletcher's good and when Fletcher's playing, he can be very good. And you need him this week because one of the stats, and there are a million stats going into this game, but one of the ones I keep coming back to is Dak Prescott is the most sacked quarterback in the NFL.
47 sacks.
He's been sacked more than any quarterback in the NFL. Now, some of that's on him because he has such confidence in his ability to run that he'll stay in the pocket longer than most guys because he figures I can run out of whatever trouble I get in.
Yep.
And sometimes he overestimates and he gets caught. But still, behind an offensive line like that, he shouldn't be sacked that many times. But that's where the Eagles can win this game. If they can get pressure on Dak, he does put the ball on the ground. He is susceptible to the strip sack. I guarantee you the defensive linemen are talking about that this week. When we get close to Prescott, swipe at it, swing at it, try and get that ball out of his hands because he does make that mistake. And this, and I was talking to Joe Wechter during the break here, and we both agreed, this is going to be, I think, a very close game, and it could very well be decided by a turnover. And they have a quarterback who turns it over.
Right now my hands are just one big clam. I'm so nervous. I need to know which way you see this going. Ray Dittinger, Eagles at Cowboys, 425, the Big D. What's going to happen?
Ange, I'm in a tough spot here. I'm in a tough spot here because all my research, all my preparation, and all my stats are telling me one thing, and my heart's telling me something else. And I'd never like to be in that position. But all the stats and all the matchups and everything, they clearly favor the Cowboys. The Cowboys have been very good at home all year. They're playing extremely well, especially defensively. Cooper has made them a much more complete offensive team. That's all the stuff that you're dealing with this week. But I'm not prepared to bring this season to a close. And I think the Eagles are back into that kind of underdog, we're going to show the world kind of mode. And I think the Cowboys could actually, as crazy as it sounds, come off that big Saints win with a little bit of a letdown and think that we beat this team in Philadelphia and we can certainly beat them here. I'm taking the Eagles to win this game.
Ah, we got it out! We got it!
That's it. It's over.
Close.
Oh, yeah.
Very close.
Yeah. I'm going to say 23-21.
Whoa.
We did it.
Oh, 23-21.
You're a hero.
And that there is a turnover?
You're a hero.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be
a key turnover in the fourth quarter that's going to decide this. And it could come down to a 50-yard field goal by Jake Elliott.
I'll take it.